ABC Radio Darwin.
Well, there certainly seems to be an inconsistency if residents surrounding the bases at William Town and Oakey are covered. It may be that the cost of killing all of Katherine is what's worrying the government, but certainly for consistency, you would think Australian citizens anywhere would be covered.
Why do you think it's time?
Look, Defence hasn't handled this well for some time, and in fact, ironically, the ADF is one of the victims. This has been dragging on for a very, very long time. It's a reasonably serious matter, and it needs to be solved. I mean, even in the long term, it may be. Even if compensation's paid, some properties around some of the bases may need to be resumed as a buffer zone forever, depending on how well they can be remediated.
Well, why would Defence delay blood tests for Katherine? Is it just a question of money?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the department. But the blood tests around Williamtown don't involve huge numbers of people, and they probably don't involve large numbers around Oakey. But the inclusion of Katherine in the area surrounding Tyndall may indeed bring a lot more people in, and that might be why the department is hesitating about making the decision. But again, only the minister and the department can answer why, but certainly on the face of it, doesn't look very fair, does it?
No, it doesn't. Is there anything stopping the Northern Territory government, do you think, for paying for the tests or subsidising them in the interim?
Look, I think I've got some sympathy for the Territory government here. This is a federal government problem. The Territory government's not completely flush with money. It's certainly not as flush with money as the states of Queensland and New South Wales are. The federal government's actually caused this problem. It should be the federal government fix it.
You say Defence hasn't handled this well. How so?
Well, the thing's been dragging on for some time, and a large part of the delay, and the Four Corners program unfortunately didn't go into this, was there was an international dispute on what was actually the dangerous level of PFAS in a water supply. But even allowing for that, and even allowing that it took some years for international standards to determine just what the danger level was, the Department of Defence certainly should have been a bit more upfront in letting people know that there was an inquiry going into what was the dangerous level, and I think that's a big weakness in the defence argument.
How likely is the case for massive compensation? Now, lawyers are already on their way to Katherine this month to meet with residents about class action.
Well, they would be, wouldn't they? Look, there's certainly going to be some very interesting test cases, and I suspect in the longer term there'll have to be some federal legislation, governing levels of compensation and in some cases resuming land. But resuming land is always a very controversial factor in Australia, and this isn't going to be easily resolved.
On a greater scale, how do you think it harms defence in general, Neil James? We have heard estimates of somewhere between $300 million, perhaps more than $1 billion, to fix this PFAS contamination problem. What does that do to defence in general to spend that type of money?
Well, it's going to be quite a serious matter, but it's not just defence that's going to be affected. I mean, there's 100 sites across Australia, and only something like 15 of them are defence sites. But again, the Four Corners program only briefly mentioned this, but this is a problem at lots and lots of civil airfields and their surrounding communities too. So it's going to be a national problem for a very, very long time. And it's not going to be one just confined to defence.